在国外很流行一种男女关系，这种男女关系叫做 open relationship。open relationship，实际上这样的关系在中国也非常 popular 了。那么，Ken 和 Debbie 同居了3年，是否继续 open relationship 呢？我们来听一听 Lancy 说的一番话：Either that or Ken knocked her up。And now they want to get married before their parents find out. But you didn't hear it from me. Lancy 说到的 "knock her up" 是什么意思呢？我们今天就来学习这一个新鲜的表述法 "knock someone up." To knock someone up means to make a woman pregnant. To knock someone up. 的意思是使得某人怀孕。我们再来看几个例句。They say it was Sam who knocked her up. They say it was Sam who knocked her up. 他们说是 Sam 使得她怀孕的。在这个句子中呢，我们要注意一个非常重要的语法现象，它是 "It was Sam who knocked her up."。这是一个强调句式，这样的强调句式结构为 it 加上系动词，加上被强调部分，加上 who that，再加上其余的部分。it 在这里没有实际的意义。在这句话中，强调的是主语，主语是人，则用关系代词 whom，或者可以用 that。好了，我们再来看一个例句。It was I that met Li Ming at railway station yesterday。或者可以说，It was I who met Li Ming at railway station yesterday。是我昨天在火车上遇到了小明。这里强调的是我，而不是其他人。好了，我们来看第二个例句。No one would have known about their affair if he hadn't knocked her up. 他要是不使得她怀孕的话，谁也不会知道他们俩的暧昧关系。在这个句子中，也要注意一个非常重要的语法现象。这句话使用了虚拟语气，谓语结构是 would have done。would have done 可以看作是一个固定结构吧。它表示对过去事情的假设，意思是本来会做什么，但是呢，实际上又没有做成。假如 "I would have told you the story about him, but you were not at home." "I would have told you the story about him, but you were not at home." 我本来可以告诉你关于他的故事的，但是你不在家，我也没有办法。怪不着我。另外呢，我们再注意一个短语 "know about something"。"know about something" 的意思是了解某事、知晓某事。看看下面两个例句：I want to know about the thing now from beginning to end。现在我想从头到底了解这件事情。Have you ever had any heart trouble that you know about？你知道你得过心脏病吗？Lancy 的话语 "Either that or Ken knocked her up, and now they want to get married before their parents find out." 从这里呢，我们可以看出 Ken 和 Debbie 的关系不仅仅是 open relationship，它是一种 serious relationship，是一种非常认真的关系。从此可以看出 Ken 是一个非常有责任感。非常有担当的 boy。好了，我们今天的学习就到此结束吧，明天再见。